Good evening and welcome to Insight with Jack Stogler, who is not here. He's away on business tonight. So we are here with the Jubilee Committee. I'll let you girls introduce yourself.
I'm Kate Judy.
All right.
And I'm Erica Reisner.
All righty. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the Jubilee, all the details, all the stuff that's old and new, and all the favorites and some new things. And just real quick, when's the Jubilee? What are the dates?
It runs this year from Wednesday, June the 13th to Sunday, June the 17th.
All righty. And let's see. How many people are on the actual Jubilee committee?
This year we have me and my husband, mm-hmm. Erica and her husband, Dan and Teresa Leonard, mm-hmm. Mandy Mullenkamp, mm-hmm. Corey Gerlach,
yep.
and Cliff and Megan Wendell.
All right. Well, that's so five couples that
yep.
are doing it. Now, are there other people involved in the committee, like secretary, treasurer, some of the other people, or is it just basically you guys?
It's just us right now. Kim Wendell's helping us out a bunch with the lunch stand.
Oh, that's great.
But other than that, it's just us. Ben Toby always takes care of the beer stand for us.
Yep.
So
yeah, with the Knights of Columbus.
Yep. Yep. And Bob Metzger's in charge of the tractor pulls and the antique tractors and
yep.
stuff. Yep.
And from what I've seen with those guys, all you have to do is tell them get things ready,
yep.
and they get things ready, and you don't have to worry about a thing.
Yep. Yep. That's
absolutely.
Right.
It is really good to have people like that around that want to do things like that and make sure that everything's running smoothly and know exactly how to do it and have it all figured out and just plug in a couple of things and you're all set to go. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and get into a lot of the details of the Jubilee. So we'll be back in just a minute.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professionally manicured lawn.
Our Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Leroy L. Emmel, Hunter M. Garman, George S. Garman II, George S. Garman III, Urban J. Dirksen, Wilbert J. Lochtefeld, Dale J. Lochtefeld, Richard P. Weitzel, Cletus Weitzel, Gerald F. Weitzel, Stephen T. Weitzel, Julius J. Weitzel, Laverne J. Weitzel, Christopher E. Duhamel, Louis J. Greasop, Dennis C. Greasop, Maurice J. Greasop, John H. Greasop, Jerome B. Greasop, Herbert L. Greasop, and Jenna Dunaway. Thank you to these brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
And we're back on Insight, and we're talking to the members of the Jubilee Committee, or some of the members, not all of them. And so we're talking about all the good things that are going on, all the things that are old and new. So we've talked about who's on the committee, five different couples. We talked about the dates. So what is going on at the Jubilee this year?
We're going to start off Wednesday night, kind of a repeat from last year. We're going to do a Jubilee kickoff, and those events are uptown on the Brick Street. They'll have the Taste of Fort Recovery, which they're bringing in a bunch of vendors from Fort Recovery, food vendors from Fort Recovery, restaurants, carryouts, that type of thing, that'll be bringing in their food, different assortments of food that you can buy and get a taste from.
Yeah, and that kind of started with the 225 celebration a couple of years ago and was very successful. And last year, I think, was very successful until the last 15 minutes when it rained.
Cleared everybody out pretty quick.
Well, that's one way to do it, so they don't linger around all night. But because they did want to cut her off about 10 o'clock, I think it was, or something. But so, you know,
what we took from the 225, we took the events that we felt like were really good events that people enjoyed and showed up to, and we included those in Wednesday night.
Yep, and that was I heard so many things about the Taste of the Town that everybody wanted that to keep happening, and I'm glad you guys are including that. I think the merchants are doing most of the heavy lifting on that, but to make it part of the Jubilee, even if it's technically not really under the Jubilee committee, but make it part of the Jubilee is a great, great thing. I was thinking it could be a different time of the year too and make it a separate event, but I think with the Jubilee, people just really, really like it. So,
well, it's nice because we don't have the merchant's tent down at the Jubilee anymore, so it's just a nice way to get everybody into the businesses.
They come uptown, they get to see, now some of the businesses obviously aren't downtown, but still they get to see a lot of that and get to visit with people, and it's really good. So besides the food, the beverages, are they just having the regular Bud Light, Miller Light stuff?
No, we're bringing in, we're doing beer and wine, so I think they've got five or six wineries coming in, bringing different sorts of wine to taste.
I believe they did that last year, didn't they?
Yep. And then they're also bringing in, I think it's Moeller's this year, their brew barn is coming in.
Craft
and
beer.
They'll do the craft beer. So. Mm-hmm.
And again, you can also still get the Bud Light, Miller Light stuff that you always could. So if you want to do that, and that will be, if I'm not mistaken, they go and buy, first thing they do is go and buy tickets, correct?
Yep.
And each beverage, each food item is X number of tickets.
Right. Yes. Okay. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, like earlier in the day, by registering, you can go on some industry tours. That's all. If you call Fort Recovery, your insurance agency, you can book. Mm-hmm. You can book your tour either at 8:30 in the morning or 1 o'clock, and it's just by registration only. So
okay, pre-register.
Yep.
And how long ahead of time do they have to do that?
I would say, you know,
at least several days.
I would say they'll be, you know, you want to make sure if you want to spot and want to do it, you want to, I would say a couple weeks at least ahead of time.
I think, if I remember correctly, last year or the year before, they got sold out pretty quickly, or booked up, not sold.
Cause I know 225 year, they booked up very quickly.
And I've gone on that tour, I believe it was last year, and it is very interesting to get a chance to go through JR, Fort Recovery Industries, J&M, CW Eggs, I'm missing somebody, I can't remember who. Jim West Curtis out there,
and I can't think of
him. Buckeye. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really neat. If you've ever wanted to go look at some of these places, see what happens in those places, it is really, really interesting.
Yep. So we'll have music that night too during the event. By the Sunburners, they're coming into town. I think they're from Indy, I think is what I was told. So they'll come in and they'll be performing too. So.
I believe that's one of the groups they had at the Ventrice Park in last year or two, and was one of the most popular.
They were here last year for Wednesday night, and they were good.
Yep,
people like them. So. Mm-hmm. So let's see, that's Wednesday night. Is that everything on Wednesday night?
Yep.
Wednesday during the day and night, yep.
And then moving on to Thursday, starting at 6, we have Kids Day, which is sponsored by Coopers and JR. That goes from 6 to 9 o'clock p.m. And during that time, there'll be free activities for the kids down at the park. And it is important to note that that has changed from previous years.
It used to be always Saturday afternoon. And from what I understand, talking to somebody a few weeks ago, last year they decided to do a wristband sort of thing on Thursday, and it was so popular that Thursday was huge and Saturday wasn't much. So
I really think that because we're a 4-day event, or now we're a 5-day event, that, you know, kids don't want to wait till Saturday to come down.
And they're so excited.
Yeah.
So parents bring them down the first night, and then they may not come back the rest of the weekend, or they may come back without the kids later on in the weekend.
Because it used to be that, nothing really went on Thursday, 10 or 15 years ago.
Thursday's getting good.
They had the rides open, but nothing really happened. Then a few years ago, they decided, well, let's have a DJ over on the on the softball side, and that was pretty popular. They did it again. Then they started going to bands, and that got very big. And then, you know, had bouncy castles and that kind of thing. And and then last year, it all kind of switched over to with the kids. It was huge on the other side of the of the river, on the actual Jubilee side. And rather than trying to say, hey, don't come on Thursday night, come on Saturday, it's Kids Day. Just go with what they're
when they're showing up. Just make bigger what they're showing up. And that's the outdoor movies that night too. So
now that's going to be a Bantrese. That's a kids friendly movie. Aimed at the younger kids, probably 12 or 15 and under.
Yes.
More than likely.
I would say a little bit younger than 12.
The kids,
it'll be good.
That's great.
Okay, so the kiddie stand will be open from 6 to 9. Also during that time, rides and amusements will be open, and there will be a $10 ride wristband that night from 6 to 10.
And that means they can ride all night. Any rides they want.
Yep, absolutely.
As many as they want to ride. That's awesome.
And then at 6:30, the softball tournament is going to start up. 7, the blackjack tables will be open on the softball side. And then there will also be at 8 o'clock live music by Kevin and the Others, which is a band out of Fort Laramie, Ohio.
Yep, and they've been really big the last couple of years. They're some fairly young guys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. I think one of them is Rosenbeck, that his dad plays in one of the bands, I believe, is what it is. They're third generation of musicians. So Thursday night, Kevin and the Others, some people call him Kato, K-A-T-O. What time do they start?
They start at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
on the softball side.
All righty.
And then at 9:30, the outdoor movie will start.
All right. So about dusk, about the time it gets dark enough to see it. So that'll be awesome. So anything else on Thursday?
Nope, that wraps up Thursday.
All right. So Friday, what do we have?
Friday, we have rides and amusements. They start at 5 o'clock. There's another wristband from 5 to 11 for $15 on Friday night if you want to bring the kids down to ride that night.
Okay. Or young adults. They're allowed to do that too.
Sure. The kiddie stand will open at 5:30 so the little kids can play games. I think they're like a quarter or something to play. Yep.
And win little prizes. And
awesome. Yep. They've always got little bags, and, you know, the kids always have a full bag of stuff when they leave. So the softball tournament starts at 6 o'clock again. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our Jubilee quarter auction, where you get a paddle and then you throw in a quarter if you want to bid on the thing. That's been very popular for us. We usually have the tent full.
Seats fill up fast.
Yep. This year, they've extended the bathrooms down at the park.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work on the on the headquarters down there, tore down the old bathrooms that used to be nice but weren't anymore.
Yep, so now they're putting the outdoor area that was covered with the headquarters stand. It is now doubled in size, the outdoor area. So I think instead of sticking that quarter auction inside a tent, we're going to put it on the patio there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be...
It's there. Might as well use it.
Right, exactly. So,
and if it turns out that it's too big for that next year, just go get a big tent.
Right, right. Well, and the bathroom kind of, you know, we always used to run that tent right where that bathroom is now.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that. This is what we're kind of coming up with. That may all change, too, by the time we get set up.
I'm going to get everything down there.
Yeah.
Well, people that are looking for that will find it.
Yeah, right.
Guaranteed.
Oh, right. Definitely.
They have a nose for that.
Yeah. The Racing for Relief go-karts are going to start at 7:30 then. And you'll be able to hear them to know they're going on. Yeah. They'll be out doing practice laps and getting the track ready all week long. We'll be able to hear them. So,
yeah, that's always a big event. A lot of people, you know, go just for that.
Yeah.
And then they'll hang around and do some other things, too. But they that's what a lot of people will come here for. There's a number of people that follow that Red Cross go-kart racing circuit.
Well, and they have to get in. I think they have to get in so many races a year because the year we canceled in 2015, they still wanted to come down and run.
Yeah.
And we're like,
do they float?
Okay, you can come check it out, but I'm pretty sure you're not going to be happy to get down here.
Yeah. might need different tires.
Right, exactly. So, and then at 8 o'clock, we have the pie baking contest. So people can bring in pies, and I think they win, like, I don't know, top prize, I think, is like $75 or something, depending on what category you're in.
Is that the Historical Society that runs that? I was thinking they
take care of that every year for us. And then after the pie baking contest is done, then they take the pies and they auction them all off to raise money for the Historical Society. So, it's usually a pretty good money maker.
Now, if somebody wants to do that, do they have to enter ahead of time or just show up
and register that night?
Show up with your pie?
They have different categories.
So I've got this idea that I'm going to go down to... advertising for them, so I think that's just a really, really good thing. And and that is such a neat thing. It's kind of homey, you know, kind of down home, kind of thing that's old-fashioned kind of way of doing stuff. And I don't remember any other festival doing anything like that, at least in the last 50 years. Of course, 50 years ago, there's only us and Versailles and a little bit of cold water.
You know, we've tried in the past. We've tried, like, burger competitions, chili competitions, and, you know, rib competitions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just doesn't seem like you don't get as many participants as this pie auction always brings.
Yes.
Yeah, and I heard people talking about that, too, but seemed like the same person or same two people won everyone every year.
Right.
And other people just got discouraged and said, you know, I'm not going to deal with it, or, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't, I think there's maybe some of it only had two or three competitors sometimes. And, and now, about how many pies usually show up? A dozen or three?
More than that.
I feel like there was about 20, 25.
That's awesome.
Year. Yeah.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if the pie doesn't win, that is somebody that's doing things to help promote the town. That's just, you know, every little thing that anybody does helps promote.
Right, and that's just it. Everything all weekend, you know, anything that anybody can contribute all weekend long.
Yeah.
It's just money that goes to, 50% goes to our pool and our parks that we raise, and then the other 50% gets thrown around to, you know, area, teams and...
various entities.
Clubs, type of thing, you know.
Yep, and most of them are the ones that have helped with the Jubilee, but some of it is some of those entities aren't able to help that you're Jubilee, that you're willing
Boy
to help
Scouts,
out.
Cub Scouts, firefighters,
They all
benefit in some way.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about some more of the things going on Saturday and Sunday and some of the other people we want to acknowledge that are helping out. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at KlingternAndSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding & Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding & Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. They're now open Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their wing and pizza buffet, and don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 13th through the 17th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening, duck races and live bands each night. Other events include Kids Day, sponsored by Cooper Farms and JR Manufacturing, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 13th through 17th at Ambassador Park in Historic.
Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy today. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Mike Reinhardt, Jerome J. Reinhardt, Norbert L. Reinhardt, Eugene E. Reinhardt, Robert J. Reinhardt, David A. Reinhardt, Dominic W. Reinhardt, Lawrence Reinhardt, Robert C. Fowler, Jose Fowler, Richard M. Fritz Fowler, Michael E. Fowler, James A. Jim Fowler, Harold J. Boots Fowler, Richard M. Fowler, Edwin C. Buss Fowler, William Fowler Jr., John Lewis, Marvin K. Lewis, and Olivia King Lewis. Thank you to those brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten. And we're back on Insight. We're talking with a couple of the members of the Jubilee Committee, and that's coming up. Again, give the dates.
Wednesday, June 13th through Sunday, June 17th.
All right. And, of course, everybody kind of knows this is a 100-and-something Jubilee, 110, somewhere in there. And, you know, a lot of the other villages, towns around are talking about how, you know, they've been doing the Versailles Poultry Days for 70 years. I think that's a, well, we were almost that old when they started. So
our thing is, too, we're a long celebration. You know, yes. We're Wednesday, we were Thursday through Sunday for how many years?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, and now we're Wednesday through Sunday, and, you know, they're 2 days. I mean, they have other
technically
events.
Technically, they're two.
Right.
The mall merchants do something on Friday, but
right.
That's technically not part of it. But, you know,
right.
It's kind of like our merchants downtown with the Wednesday Taste of the Town. They added a day, and that's good. But our, you know, it might make it a little less crowded on certain nights because people have done some.
Right.
But every night has been very well mm-hmm. attended, and there's a lot of people, some old geezers like me, but a lot of other younger adults like you girls' age and younger that they take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, and sometimes the following Monday, because they're getting jubilized.
Yeah, right. Jubified.
So, you know, a lot of people do that, and it's kind of neat. You know, on Friday afternoon they're going golfing, and Friday night they're playing softball. So, so I think we went through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday,
Friday, we got a couple other things yet, though, too.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's touch base. The duck races are going to start at 8:15 on Friday night, and we are bringing live ducks back this year.
All right.
We took, I don't know, 3 years maybe? Well, one year we didn't have it.
At least 2 years off.
Yeah, we took a couple years off because of the bird flu. And this year I reached out to Cooper's, talked to Susie Fortcamp, and she talked to a higher-up to said, you know, what do you think? Can we bring ducks out this year or not? Is it gonna be a big deal if we do? And so far we've got the green light on it. So
that's good. So if there's no outbreaks, I'm sure that'll be exactly what happens, and that's really good because it's a lot more fun with the
ducks. Are more exciting.
Ducks.
The ducks have been ordered. Mandy Mullenkamp and Corey are going to be in charge of them all weekend. Megan thought maybe she could handle it, but we really didn't trust her boys around ducks.
That's probably a good idea.
Might have a few missing when they come.
I have seen some videos of the boys,
right?
and Riel too, but she's not quite as mischievous and a little bit older than the boys.
It seems like if she's videotaping them, it's the boys.
They are full of
they kick after Cliff.
Yes, full of life and a little bit of the Vogel side too.
Oh yeah. So we have the duck races, and those will start at 8:15. I think the races go every 45 minutes. So, you know, there'll be opportunities for you to bet on ducks and watch them go.
Yeah, and the people that are selling the tickets go all around on usually both sides of the river and up and down the midway. And you can go and buy the tickets at the, we'll call it the duck stand, I guess. But they have people going around through the crowd, so you don't have to go do that. And then they'll find you later.
Bob said he's ordering them so that they'll be a couple weeks old. He said one year, last year I think we did it, they were like a year or like a week old, and now they're going to be 2 weeks old. And so they'll be bigger, and I hope they fit in the slots. Yeah.
Well, it's always interesting. You'll get one that'll bolt out of the gate and get almost down there and turn around and go back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
And you think you're going to make some money on him, and he turns around and sits on the starting line.
So that night we also have music by Salt Creek. They'll start at 9:30, which is a good band.
That's another local.
We had them a few years ago, and we were wanting to have them back, but they were always booked up. So we did get a hold of them this year and made it work.
That's great.
Yep.
So that's Friday. Is that everything on Friday?
I think so.
Oh, okay, good. Saturday.
Okay, moving on to Saturday here. Starting at 9 o'clock, the softball tournament will kick off. And then at 12, the rides and amusements will open again. And there's going to be a $15 wristband from 12 to 5. And then also from 6 until closing as well. So bring the kids down.
So if they're going to go all day from 12 to all through the night, it's two different, one in the afternoon, one in the...
It would cost them $30,
And if they bought, if we weren't doing wristbands and they wanted to ride for, what was that, 12 hours or whatever?
Oh, it costs
it costs them $75.
At least, because it costs a couple tickets per ride, usually two to three tickets per ride.
Yeah, so if you're going to do some riding, this wristband thing is really the best.
We are still having the pre-sale tickets. They'll be available at Calp's Pharmacy up until the day the Jubilee starts, so if anybody does want to buy pre-sale tickets, they can. It just won't be for the wristbands. It'll just be for individual tickets. So
if there are two or three tickets and you're only going to ride a couple of rides, that's your best option. But if you're going to ride a bunch, get the wristband, and you don't have to deal with the tickets, yep. and you don't have to keep track of them. And
yeah. Yep. Also wanted to let you know, because we've moved Kids Day to Thursday night, Saturday we won't be opening the lunch stand until probably around 4:30, 4 o'clock. You can get food from, you know, Otterbacher's Rides and Amusements, or you can go across the river. Yep. The lunch stand will be running over there too.
Yeah, the softball side will be.
If you want a burger,
we'll be
there.
Starting at 8:30.
So. Yep, and if you want beer, it'll be over there. I don't think Ben's going to man the beer stand until 4.
What I'm remembering from 20 something years ago when I was helping out, I think most years they sold a half a dozen beers on Sunday or Saturday afternoon. It's not worth dealing with. So
I think we'll still have some people there at headquarters just in case, you know, they want to buy raffle tickets or something, but or we'll be manning, you know, headquarters, but for the most part anything Fort Recovery related will be going on the softball side.
Yep. Okay. That's till about 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yep.
And then continuing on with Saturday at 12 o'clock, the poker run will be going on. Registration is at 12, and from 12 to 1, and the first bike out will be at 12:30, and the last bike out will be at 1. And then at 3 o'clock, we have the Antique Garden Tractor Pull. Starting at 4 through 7 o'clock, there'll be live music by Colt Douglas. He's a one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty neat. We've had him there.
Yep.
Has it been the last 3 years?
I think so.
Will he be at the kind of the patio thing, or will he actually be on the stage?
I think, no, he won't be on the stage. He'll be probably over by the beer stand.
Okay.
That's probably what we'll put
I think, and they're usually a tent over there. And
we actually will probably put him right between the beer stand and the VFW stand.
Oh, okay.
Normally that's where he sets up, and it's just good to have music there for when the motorcyclists come back from their run.
Yeah, and people like that type of thing. And he's good, so.
Yep.
And then starting at 7, bingo will be on. Bingo goes from 7 to 10 o'clock. 8:15 to 11:30, again, there's going to be the live duck races, which Kate said goes every 45 minutes.
Yep.
And then at 12, live music by 1988, and they'll play till 12:30.
You said it's starting at 12.
Oh, no, it starts at 9.
Nine.
Did I say? I meant 9.
Okay.
I thought I said 9, and it goes till 12:30.
Yep. So, okay. So, and that's on Friday.
Yeah.
And what band?
1988.
Yep. You've had them there before?
We've had them there the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, well, I couldn't remember who was there last year, but I knew they had been there, and people really liked
them. They're a big hair
80s
rock band.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Party music. Even if you don't love the songs, it's a party.
Yep. And
if you love the songs, it's really great.
But they're pretty entertaining. So.
Yep. Is that all of Saturday?
That is all of Saturday.
All righty. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get into Sunday and some of the other things, maybe a few details on some other things going on. So we'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and 2 bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
The 7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email him at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy today. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Albert A. Kurgan, Stephen R. Bailey, Samuel Bailey, Alvin D. Kalp, Adrian J. Kalp, Jacqueline A. Guttemiller, Joseph W. Shanehair, Vincent Shanehair, Alvin L. Shanehair, Donald A. Shanehair, Gail McClellan, William L. King, Ellery Franklin, Daryl Ted Franklin, John Yaney, Jesse E. Yaney, Michael Yaney, Bill Baldwin, George Kinnison, Glenn Good, Gail R. Good, and Jack L. Good. Thank you to those brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
And that reminds me, the Fort Recovery Memorial Day service, as always, will be 7 o'clock this Friday at what used to be Memorial Bridge down on the north end of Wayne Street, and 7:30 at Monument Park. I'm pretty sure they're going to do that very near the new Veterans Memorial Plaza. So Friday night, always a really, really good thing. I'm not going to be able to be there for just about the first time ever, because we're going to be covering the track regional finals Friday night. So
they were putting up the crosses when I was coming down here.
Yep.
Putting them all up.
And they had the little kids out putting them in. I think it was the third grade kids putting them out today during, I'm going to say about 10 o'clock. I can't remember for sure when it was. So they got the little kids out participating in that, and it is really impressive. You know, they put a cross out for every person. Well, we don't know any Indian statistics, right, so we don't have anything for that. But all the American soldiers and so forth that were killed at the original battle and at the second battle, which so anyway, that's neither here nor there with the Jubilee. But so we've covered Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday, what kind of things do we have going on?
Sunday, June 17th, 2 o'clock is our famous Fireman's Parade. Starts off at 2 o'clock, so that'll be the typical route like it normally is.
Yep.
And I'm sure there'll be a large crowd.
Yeah, one of the best parades around, because it has all the neat stuff. And it usually lasts, give or take 5 minutes, it lasts right at an hour.
Yep.
So the kids, you know, they're still excited about getting some candy. Then, you know, after about an hour and a half, they get bored and they're wandering around and, you know, it gets pretty bad. But when you go to some of the other parades that last forever, it's not necessarily that good a thing. So when you have long, long parades, adults kind of sometimes like that, but it's not good for the kids. So they've always tried to keep it right at an hour, and that usually is exactly where it is. So the parade.
And then the rides and stuff will start down at the Ambassador Park at 3 o'clock, right after the parade. At 4 o'clock, we'll have barbecue chicken dinners for sale, and that is a first-come, first-serve.
So you don't buy pre-sale tickets for that?
Nope. I think we normally order around 1,000 dinners, mm-hmm. and the last how many years, knock on wood, they've sold out, and we haven't had any issue getting rid of them. And
Do you know who is making those for?
Romers
again.
Catering will do it. Yep.
They do a very good job, and everybody knows what that's like, and they like it a lot. So
yeah, they sure do.
Yep.
Mercer County Challenger Baseball will be going on at 5 and 6 o'clock over on the softball side in Forsyth Park.
Yep. And I've been down there a lot of times. That is just so much fun to watch those kids out there playing. They have a ball. That is one of my favorite things with the Jubilee, and they also do that at the Coldwater MD tournament in August on a Thursday night. They used to do a celebrity game, and you know, people go and look at the celebrities, and they had the professional bowlers for a year or two. But when the last 3 or 4 years, they've had the Challenger Baseball, and people are just, they're hanging on the fence, just you know, cheering on those kids. It is awesome. So go ahead.
So 5 o'clock starts our bingo. They'll run from 5 to 7, and then at 7 o'clock we'll conclude everything with the Jubilee raffle and then the 50-50 drawing.
So Sunday night is the only bingo night, is that correct?
We do bingo on Saturday night.
Okay,
also.
I missed that one. Yep,
7 o'clock both nights. So
yep, good.
Or 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, 5 o'clock on Sunday and 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, at 7 they do the drawing and.
Yep.
Send everybody home, or
people still hang around? Yeah, we put the football kids to come in and help us tear down and try to get it all put away pretty early. So
that's good.
Yeah,
I know we used to.
We're exhausted by that.
Yeah, we used to try to do bands and stuff on Sunday night, and I know Coldwater, that used to be a huge night for them. It probably still is.
Yeah.
But you know, we've had bands on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which works out really, really well for us. And you know, the Friday at the, for Coldwater, Friday at the mall, and Saturday and Sunday for them doing bands is big. Everybody has their own thing, and ours works out extremely well. So that's really great. So that gets through everything on the different days. We covered everything there.
Yep, I think so.
So about how much money do you have you been raising over the last few years? I know the 225 year was very unusual and quite a bit, but what do you usually end up with as a profit?
The last few years we've ended up with around $50,000 to $60,000 is what we profited.
That is really good.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, 50% of that will go straight to the pool and the parks, and then the other half will get divided amongst clubs,
charities, organizations. That's awesome. So, and you probably keep some back for advertising for the next year and all that? Or
a little bit. We try to keep a little bit just to start things up and everything for the next year. If it's a big year, sometimes we'll stick money into savings. And then, like the last time we donated out of our savings account was for the playground that they put the flooring. The flooring that they put in for the playground.
Yep.
We gave a big chunk for that. I think it was around $20,000 we donated.
Yep, that's great. So all the money that gets raised, besides everybody having a really good time and showing off Fort Recovery to not only the people around here but all over the place.
We'd like to, this year our goal would be to raise enough that, you know, we can donate a little bit to the new shelter house that's going in, and also to the ambassadors for the bathrooms that they're putting in, too.
Yeah, because that's a huge expense, you know, and but it's way overdue, much needed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of difference between needing something and being able to do it. So,
right.
So and it does make all of the events down there much better. So it's a really good thing. So sponsors, who are some of your...
So at the beginning of January, it's usually February probably, we send letters out to area businesses asking if they will sponsor. And that amount of money that comes in is used for our entertainment for the weekend. It's used to pay for bands. It's used for trophies. It's used for, you know, anything as far as providing entertainment. And this year we had two big platinum sponsors, and that was Cooper Farms, which they're always big to us. And,
yes.
And First Financial Bank this year was a platinum sponsor.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. And then we had different levels. You know, they were our platinum sponsors, and then, you know, everybody else was donating as a gold, silver, or bronze sponsor, which is just huge for us. I mean, we start out with, you know, before we even get any bills in, we've normally got anywhere from $13,000 to $16,000 in our account, you know, that we can
great.
Use
yeah.
just for entertainment. So,
yeah. So, who are some of the other
gold sponsors this year? Were Cheeseman's, Fort Recovery Industries, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Grand Lake Eye Care, JR Manufacturing, K&L Tractor Sales, LCS Incorporated, Mercer Health, Midwest Rebuilds, Wabash Mutual Telephone, Wayne Street Market, and Wendell Poultry Service.
Those are some really good ones.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Yep. And, you know, with that being said, too, we also offer area businesses to, this started probably 5-6 years ago. J&M came to us and they wanted to purchase Jubilee vouchers that their employees could use. Instead of doing like a summer picnic for their employees, they would they would spend these vouchers down at the Jubilee. You know, be basically here, take your family down and enjoy a meal.
Yeah, here's some free money that you can spend at the Jubilee.
Right. So this year, J&M has purchased $10,000 worth of vouchers.
Wow.
Cooper Farms has purchased over $10,000 in vouchers. And JR Manufacturing has also purchased vouchers this year from us. So
that
just that right
awesome.
There is, you know, it's huge, 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 huge to us.
And that does two things. That gets you money, and that gets more people there.
That's right.
Some of them might not be there as much. And technically, you know, once they've given you the money, if they don't spend the vouchers, that's free money. But one of the points is to have as many people down there as you can. To a crowd brings a crowd. And if people are having fun, they're going to tell their friends who may or may not have the vouchers. And then they're going to come spend some money, if not this year, but the next years, if they've been there several times and always had a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's
huge. It's a way for them to give something to their employees and also to their community at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, as you were just saying, the more people that are down there, the more fun it is.
Yeah.
And it's just a really, really neat thing that somebody came up with that idea and have been able to implement it, and it works really well.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's made our profits, you know, more than what we could, you know, they would could have ever imagined. You know, looking through the old books, you know, there was years where they made nothing. You know, there's years when they made, you know, $8,000 instead of, you know.
I was helping them with the entertainment years and years ago, 20, 25 years ago, and we always got at least one day rained out.
Yeah.
But I don't believe we ever made more than $16,000. And it was basically just as much work as you're doing now.
Yeah.
And one person was in charge of it, you know, Bob Stogler, Tom Remoklis, Chris Shane, you know, there's a number of those guys that did that over the years. And they were doing what the five couples are doing.
Right.
It was that person plus Norb Metzger was doing all of that work. And it was just a killer.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you know, the weekend when it comes, you know, yeah, we are there for cleanup and we're there all weekend long. But as far as actually being in charge of anything, you know, we're just kind of overseers because the community steps up and they do come in and man all the stands for us and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, basically, it's like throwing a big party, you know. We we spend 6 months planning, and then there you go, you know.
It all comes together, and everybody does their part. It runs smoothly.
So we mentioned all the sponsors we want to mention?
Well, if you want me to go through the silver sponsors.
Yeah, sure, you can. Anybody you want to acknowledge?
Our silver sponsors this year are B&D Contracting, D&K Electric, Fabrication Solutions, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage, Fort Camp Foam, Independent Capital Management, J&M Manufacturing, Kelp's Pharmacy, Klingshern and Sons Trucking, Mark Follenkamp's Construction, Marv Collig and Sons, Mercer Savings Bank, Mike Collig and Son, Miller's Dairy Drive-In, Miracle Lanes, Overman Trucking, Reisner Fabrications, Second National Bank, and Toby's Carryout. Those were our silver sponsors.
That's awesome. That is, so between all of those, you probably named two or three, four dozen great local businesses that are willing to step up and help out. Let's take one last quick break, and then we'll come back and kind of wrap up and do a quick little ending, and then we'll get to sports talk. Back in just a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Looking for a change of scenery? Travel new roads with Cheeseman Transport, who is having their third pay increase in the last year. Cheeseman Transport of Fort Recovery, a leading provider of transportation and supply chain solutions, is hiring local, regional, and over-the-road drivers for full and part-time operations. Receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and earn an average of 54 cents per mile. Visit our website at cheeseman.com to view current openings or visit us at our office in Industrial Park in Fort Recovery every Friday from 9 to 4.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
The Fort Recovery Jubilee is coming up soon, and the Jubilee Committee could use some help. If you would like to be a part of this fantastic event, let them know. Among the people they're looking for are people to help with the ever-popular duck races, the lunch stand, and they're also looking for a Jubilee secretary and a treasurer. We all know it takes a lot of people to put on an event like this, and if everybody helps a little, it makes a lot of difference. So if you want to give back a little to the community, contact the Jubilee Committee on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, and let them know that you can help. Get involved and have a lot of fun, too.
Our Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who've served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy today. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. John J. McDowell, Gerald D. Jerry Bozart, Kenneth A. Garkey, Chris Miller,
Ray H. Langenkamp, Gregory J. Coughlin, Martha S. Schmidt, Ronald H. Schmidt, Michael B. Fullenkamp, Levon I. Rockwell, Luke V. Stockler, Julius Brunswick, Myrna J. Grile O'Brien, Robert Bob Parks, Herbert J. Brackman, Father Louis L. Schmidt, and Linus F. Mesher. Thank you to those brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
We're back on Insight with the folks from the Jubilee Committee. And anything else we need to talk about? Have we covered everything?
I think so. Just a reminder, too, that there'll be an antique tractor display. And
The
encampment guys will be there from Thursday on, I think.
Park. Yeah, forgot about that. They're out there in center field.
Yep.
So that's always good. Well, now the antique tractors, what day is that?
They'll be around the depot all weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And let's see. So let's real quick go through the events on the various days, starting with Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday is the kickoff day. All events are going to be down at the Brick Street. Again, in the morning, you have your industry tours. Taste of Fort Recovery will be that evening, along with beer and wine tasting and live music by the Sunburners that night as well.
So that's Wednesday.
Yep. Thursday's Kids Day. They have free activities from sponsored by Cooper Farms and JR Manufacturing for the kids starting at 6. Kitty stand will be open. Rides will be open with a $10 wristband. Softball tournament will be starting at 6:30. Blackjack tables will be open at 7. Music by Kevin and the others will start at 8 o'clock on the softball side. And then at 9:30 at the amphitheater, there will be an outdoor movie.
For the kids.
Yep.
And then Friday?
Friday, starting at 6, you'll have rides and amusements with a $15 wristband starting at 6. Kitty stand will be open 5:30 to 9. Softball tournament will be going on at 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Jubilee quarter auction. 7:30, Racing for Relief go-karts on the track. 8 o'clock will be the pie baking contest. 8:30, the pie auction. And then you'll have the duck races following that. Those usually go from, 8:15 to 10:30. Those are live this year. And then starting at 9:30, live music by Salt Creek.
All righty. So that's Friday. Saturday?
Saturday, we'll start at 9 o'clock with the softball tournament. Rides will start at noon. You can get a $15 wristband from 12 to 5 or from 6 p.m. to closing. Motorcycle poker run registration will be at noon, and the first bike will be out at 12:30. 3 o'clock, antique garden tractor pull. Live music, Colt Douglas will be there at 4 o'clock. Bingo will start at 7, duck races at 8:15, and then live music by the band 1988 at 9 o'clock.
Awesome.
Moving on to Sunday, 2 o'clock will be the Fireman's Parade. Following that, at 3 o'clock, the rides and amusement will start. 4 o'clock, the chicken dinners. 5 and 6 o'clock will be the Mercer County Challenger Baseball. Over on the softball side, 5 to 7 will be bingo. And starting at 7, we will do the Jubilee Raffle and the 50-50 drawing.
Awesome. So, do you have the volunteers you need to run everything, or if somebody does want to help, who would they contact, or how would they contact?
We are still in need of somebody to chair the duck races.
Okay.
And for people to actually work the duck races.
Okay. Do you need a bunch of them, or if somebody has a group of four or five guys?
What I think we're planning on doing is, we'll contact one person and say, hey, can you find a full shift for us?
That'd be great.
Friends to help out. We're always taking volunteers to help out the committee too, so
every little bit helps.
So
yes.
It sounds like a lot when you say, hey, I'm going to chair this or chair that. It's really not. When you're talking the duck races, it's two nights, and they're for like 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
so
and you don't have to figure it all out. It's already figured out.
Yes.
All you have to do is go and do plug yourself in and go do it.
We're there to help find volunteers to sell the tickets and everything, and it's a lot of fun, and we'll probably throw some free beer at you too.
And people like to figure out a way to do stuff without a whole bunch of responsibility, and you've got a bunch of things that they can do. So so let's go through again, who are the Jubilee Committee members?
Dave and Kate, Judy,
Erica and Chris Reisner,
Mandy Mullenkamp and Corey Gerlach,
and then Cliff and Megan Wendell.
And Dan and Teresa, are they on this year?
Dan and Teresa.
Yep.
Didn't I say Dan and Teresa?
No.
Yep. They're still there. They're a big part.
Yes, they are. And the Jubilee has been running very well, especially the last 10 years. And again, one of the oldest, probably the oldest community event around anywhere. Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee has been going for 110 years, and that's a long, long time. Anything else you want to... Oh, let's give the dates again real quick.
Wednesday, June 13th through Sunday, June 17th.
All right. And anything else we want to throw in?
That's it. We hope to see everybody down there.
Yep.
All right. Have some fun.
Yep, and it will be fun. It always is. With or without a little bit of rain.
Don't say that word. Man, I'm not allowed to say that.
If you say it enough, it's not coming.
I just hope they got this bridge done. Is that going to be done by then?
My understanding is that was part of the deal, that it was going to be done by the tractor pull next weekend. That was supposed to be how it's supposed to go. So, so anyway, we are all set. Jubilee coming up next month, and we appreciate you girls stopping up and filling us in.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, we'll be back with Sports Talk in just a couple of minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.